This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
Alrighty, our next guest is joining us. Are you ready, Dean?
Oh, I'm so ready, Michael.
I am as well. This young lady is going to tell us all about an event, a few events actually, Dean, that are on their way. Please welcome Anna Whitelaw.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Are
Thanks
you well?
For having me on. I'm very well.
You look well.
I am well. I am getting pumped.
Good on you.
I'm about to go home and check the mail and see if I have.
I know everyone's been getting in the mail.
Do I have a ballot in the mail yet?
I know.
Can I go and steal my mother's?
You know what's funny? Before this happened, I was always worried that I, you know, what it would be like going to the mailbox and seeing it. But seeing everyone today putting up on social media, I've got it, I've ticked yes, putting it in the letterbox, I'm loving it.
Do you think there'll be any no videos up?
I can't wait to comment on those ones.
Now, you said that about your mum. Will mum vote yes or no?
Mum is voting no. All right, I have to go. It's a bit of a bone of contention in our family, as you can imagine.
It's obviously going to be going on, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of no's.
And I'm trying to work on all the other relatives. I figure if I can cancel hers out with everyone else.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
That's a good plan. It's a net gain.
Exactly right. Now, you're involved with Closet.
You're one of the organisers, aren't you?
I am one of the organisers.
Let us know a bit about that.
So Closet is billed as a night for homos and those who love them. It's been running forever,
years,
really.
Years and years.
I think 8 years we've been running it.
Great.
And it's a party in Fitzroy that's held once a month. And we generally put it's like a mix of boys and girls, and it's just a big dance party, basically.
It's so much fun every single month. Like, it's one of those. I love the title for homos and those that love them, but it really is one of those parties where everyone's just having such a fun time.
Is it a wide age range as well?
Yeah, it's really. I mean, I'm in my.
Would I get in?
You would totally get in. You'd have a ball.
I'm in my 40s.
You might still get ID'd.
Wow.
You know? Literally, it's eight. It's like kids who've just come out and just got their ID right through to, you know, 45-year-olds.
Yeah.
All having really a great time on the
or
dance
above
floor.
Now, I think one of the things I've noticed, obviously, over the years is the posters that you've got up, because they're always a bit eye-catching, aren't they? And a bit revealing as
we've got in trouble a few times, I think.
Which ones did you get?
Oh, we put Ian Thorpe on a poster a few years ago.
Yeah. Before, when he wasn't out.
When he wasn't out.
Right.
And Neil Mitchell had very strong opinions about it. And so we took it down and we replaced it with a poster of Neil Mitchell.
That's hilarious.
And I know, right?
Bonkers. Hi, Neil.
You had one. You put up one of Margaret Court recently as well.
We did. We put on one of Margaret Court.
Did that go well?
It went really well.
Yeah.
And we've done. I mean, we've done. We did Tony Abbott a few years ago, and the funny ones are the ones where you like, we put a One Directioner on a poster once and we got, you know, the British press writing, tabloid press writing stories about it, and One Directioners complaining about it.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's quite funny.
The reason we wanted to get you on, obviously, is that it's Closet, but it's faux yes, isn't it?
Yes. So we, when the plebiscite, well, the postal survey, I should say, was announced, we had actually announced the poster and so on, and we went, you know what, it's time that everybody pitch in together and we all do what we can, and this is what we can do.
Mm. Which is donating money.
Which is donate money and use the channels that we have to try and raise awareness and get out the vote. So we did a sort of get out the vote party, which was essentially like an don't forget to enroll party last month, which actually happened on We're at Purple Day. So it was the day after the enrolments closed, and we used it as a bit of an enrolment drive, and we got together with some other party promoters to try and get venues to sign people up the weekend before. And then we donated half the proceeds from the door at that party to the Yes campaign.
Because obviously voting yes is very, you know, is what we want everybody to do, but it all costs money.
Yes, it all costs money.
You know?
It all comes down to it.
That is obviously incredibly generous to be donating, you know, half of what you...
Yeah, so what we basically said, we were like, look, you know, I mean, we do various things, and we sort of, we also run a festival called Gay Times where we give some money to some LGBT causes as part of our what we do. But we sort of went, you know what, this is a real moment in history. And I think, you know, myself and Mason, who I run the party with, we both feel that you know, we just can't afford to lose this one. We can't afford to be complacent about it.
Exactly right.
And so if you're ever going to do something, now's the time to get to get involved.
And even now, like, I mean, even you're doing this, so if this inspires anybody else to do something brilliant.
Absolutely.
You know, that could be just donating $20. You don't have to put on your own, you know, closet night.
No.
That would be really angry.
It's one of these things where I think, you know, everybody's making their own contribution. I know people who are, you know, people who are fashion designers who are making T-shirts and selling T-shirts.
Yeah.
You know, I know people who work in the philanthropy space who are busy raising money behind the scenes and all that sort of thing. And I've had a lot of conversations with people who are sort of philosophically opposed to marriage and have kind of talked about boycotting. And I've sort of said to people, look, I think you have to think about what a no vote would say to this community.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and how far it would set us back in the movement towards a greater equality and addressing all of these other issues. I mean,
exactly,
obviously,
right,
it's not going to fix everything, and
not
everybody wants to get married, and that's fine. But it's certainly one that, if it had to happen, you want it to be
now,
a really resounding
we've
yes.
Got one, we've got one on the way, which is
we
the
do.
22nd.
That's next 22nd. Friday, isn't it?
It's Friday next
week.
Friday.
Yep.
It's coming up, isn't it?
So we had, because we actually, we raised nearly $3,000 for the Yes campaign last month. We were we were like, wait and see what happens with the High Court Challenge.
Yep.
And when the High Court Challenge failed, we thought, all right, well, let's just do this until the ballots close. So we are going to donate half the funds from our door until the ballots close.
Okay,
in November.
So that'll be brilliant. The next one, which is on the 22nd.
So next Friday, and our Halloween party,
right,
which we announced today, which is on October 28th. So it's the first party we've ever run on a Saturday night.
Right.
And it's we've been running a Halloween party for 5 years, and it's a costume compulsory party.
Really?
That's a ripper.
Who's, I mean, it is every month anyway, isn't it?
We've actually got
everyone dresses
Sigourney
up.
Weaver is on the poster.
Is it
for Halloween?
Alien?
It's Alien. Oh. It's the Get Away From Her, You Bitch.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Great.
But we also, she's in The Defenders, I think, at the moment as well.
Yeah, she's been in Ghostbusters. Plenty.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've got 22nd of September and the 28th
of
October.
Now, you don't just have to get tickets on the door, do you? You can actually buy them right now.
You can buy pre-sale tickets online. You just go to our Facebook page and you can find it.
Which is Closet.
It's Closet Party Oz.
Okay.
But if you Google Closet Party, you'll definitely
find it. You'll get
it.
In there.
You'll get
absolutely.
It.
All right. That's absolutely brilliant and really generous of you, but it's got to be done. And
it does. And I think it, I mean, my hope is that it gets people engaged and reminds people, if you haven't voted and what we've said to people is, look, this is what we can do, but it's about talking to your relatives. It's about talking to your colleagues.
Yeah.
It's about talking to friends and people, you know, it's easy within the echo chamber of social media to think that everybody you know is going to vote and is going to vote
that
yes.
That little bubble that we
and
often
that we live in, you know. And if you live,
I love the bubble.
If you live in Fitzroy, I love the bubble. I live in that bubble.
I'm in the bubble.
But the people that we need to influence are actually the people outside of that bubble who might not care as much as we do. Yeah.
But you know what we've got to say to people as well? It is so crazy within the bubble at the moment, and people are feeling anxious. And you know what? This is a great way, coming to that closet party, that you can give a little bit. And you can also come and have a good time with people that know what you're going through and want to have a good party.
Well, we're going, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to have a ball.
We're going to go. And you've already got your Halloween costume on. So, get on.
You're so mean to me, Michael.
Thank you for joining
us, Anna.
Thank
you very much. Thanks, guys.
Wonderful. You're on Joy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.